Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. Quick one this week, or at least I'll try to keep it quick. But this is a subject that actually was, I almost surprised myself that I wrote a blog about this. And again, I'm almost surprised that I'm doing a podcast on this. But that being said, this is something that to me seemed fairly obvious. And I realize is a lesson that's worth reflecting on for all of us. And it's also something that I don't necessarily do well every day. And that being said, what I want to talk about this week is bringing our best selves to every encounter that we have. So bringing our best self to every environment, to every work environment, to every, you know, outing, to every conversation, to every interaction. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the first impressions podcast from last week, right? How important first impressions are. Because the way that we ensure that we give a good first impression is by always showing up as our best self. And this is one of those things that's kind of simple in theory, but can be difficult in practice, where I've talked about this in in-person conversation with people often over the years, right? There are moments in every day, several moments, where we face a crossroads of sorts, and we can take the easy way out and kind of mail it in a little bit. And that's not to say that you haven't put in effort to that point, right? So I'm not trying to blanket statement this as saying, you know, you're lazy or you're not. But after you've put in a certain amount of effort, a requisite amount of effort, for example, and you've done a pretty good job, and, you know, maybe it's been a long day and you're tired and you have a lot of stuff on your to-do list, and you just kind of decide to check the box instead of doing that little bit extra. I see this in coaching a lot. You know, I spent much of my career in the gym and in an environment working with people. And you see it a lot when it's like the last class of the night and somebody's been working a long day and, you know, there's somebody who needs a little bit of extra help, and maybe that person could benefit from just a little bit of extra coaching or an extra side conversation or giving them a little bit of extra accessory work or mobility work or something. And the people, at least in my experience, the coaches who take that little bit of extra effort, who make sure that they finish the job the way that they started it, they always get a little bit more respect or earn a little bit more respect. They're always valued more by the people they interact with. Because whether we realize it or not, we subconsciously pick up on that effort, and we're pretty good at telling if somebody has put their best foot forward. Now, another story that I think is kind of telling of this concept is in the production world, a good friend of mine who I work with often is an incredibly talented director and incredibly talented cinematographer. And this individual is someone who wants to do the job right every time. And it's one of the things I respect most about this individual, and one of the reasons that I work with them often, because, and we had a conversation on a particularly long shoot where it was a complicated setup. It was the end of the night. It was one of those things where, you know, people had been working hard up to that point. And we were just talking kind of philosophically about, you know, do we run another take? Do we, you know, make sure we take the little bit extra time to adjust that light? Do we, you know, do these extra things? And we both kind of agreed that it was worth it. And one of the things that he said to me was, I never understand how people can work so hard to make something so good, and then at the 11th hour, they mail it in because they're tired or it's been a long day, right? You know, you've done all this hard work already. You've done all of these things so far to make this as good as possible. Why wouldn't you finish it the way that you started it? And I think this kind of summarizes this concept that I'm talking about this week, where when you face that crossroads, when you know you can put in a little bit of extra effort, you know, a little bit more time, a little bit more energy. And the thing that I want you to understand about this is often it is a negligible difference as far as effort or output. It takes a little bit more conscious thought. It takes a little bit more work. But this is really the last 1%, right? This is kind of assuming that you've gotten it 99% of the way there. And I'm amazed at how many people are willing to just stop just short of the finish line, right? You've put in all this effort, you've done all this work, and, you know, just because things are difficult or you're tired or it's been a long day or whatever, many people are just unwilling to put that last 1% in. And that's really what I think it boils down to in most circumstances is when you're at that crossroads, I want you to always choose the harder path. And I want you to always force yourself to go the extra mile, because in reality, it's not an extra mile. It's more like an extra foot. You know, if you've done everything to that point to the best of your ability, if you've prepared well, if you've, you know, put your best foot forward, if you've put effort into the things that you're doing, which, you know, most of you who are listening to this have and do, you're those type of people. What will separate you from other high achievers, from other high performers, what will really propel you forward in your life, in your career, in your relationships, is when you're at that point, when you've put all that hard work in already, is to just take that one extra step, to have that one extra conversation, to spend that extra 5 minutes helping that individual, to proofread that email or that paper or that report one more time, just to make sure that there's nothing in there that you missed. You know, proofread that email before you send it. Take that extra time to just go through your, you know, your slide deck if you're giving a presentation or at work, or if you're, you know, you have a pitch deck that you're sending to an investor or whatever it may be. Just go through it one more time. Get it over the finish line. Do that extra 1%. It's always worth it. And if we talk about in a general sense, bringing your best self to every interaction really means portraying yourself in the light that you want to be viewed at all times. So always assume that, you know, we talked about this last week, but always assume that every interaction is important. Always assume everyone you're meeting matters, because even if they technically don't, making sure that you are cherishing and respecting every interaction and every conversation is just going to give you a better quality life. You're going to go through life happier because people are going to want to be around you more. You're going to have more positive interactions with other people. You'll be remembered in a positive light, which will do nothing but help you. And, you know, all it takes is just putting in that effort every day to just be the person you want to be remembered as. And it's not so much that any of these one instances are difficult. The challenging part about this is the consistency and the discipline required, because you just can't be caught slipping. You can never let off the gas. And the magnitude of consistency required dissuades some people because that is challenging. That is the essence of discipline. But I promise you that if there is an area of your life to be disciplined in, it is that. It is showing up as your best self at every opportunity. It is always making sure that every job is done to the best of your ability. And sometimes when you have deadlines and you've worked hard and, you know, you've done everything you can, it may not be as, you know, as buttoned up as you want it to be, but that may be the best of your ability at that time. So I'm not talking about perfection or, you know, never sending the email or never finishing the project. I'm just saying that to the best of your ability and with the time that you have available, to just always put your best effort in, to always show up as your best self, to always go through that last 1% of effort when you have the ability to do so. Because cumulatively, all of those times where you make that decision adds up over time. And that extra 1%, if you do it in every interaction, if you do it on every project, if you do it at every opportunity, that 1% adds up to something substantial over a long period of time. So those little 1% changes, that little 1% effort, if you can put that in consistently, and that's the key, is consistency, which is the hard part. But if you can have the discipline to be consistent there, I promise you the juice is worth the squeeze. So until next time, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.